I'd like to read with you tonight, dear friends, four short passages from the Word of God. The first one you'll find in John's Gospel and chapter 3. John's Gospel and chapter 3. Well-known portion from God's Word, John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Over into Mark's Gospel and chapter 12. Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, and I'd like to read from verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, that is Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. This is the verse, dear friends, that one would like to leave with you tonight. Verse 34. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. The next scripture in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, I'd like to read verses 16, part of verse 16 and verse 17. Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Last of all, in Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24, and to break into this long story, I'd like to start from verse 53. Lovely story of the servant who went out to find a wife for Isaac. Verse 53 of Genesis chapter 24, And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not. Seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? Can I repeat this again, dear friends? And they called Rebekah, and they said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and their nurse, and Abram's servant, and his men. Verse 61, And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah, and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. May God bless tonight the reading of his precious word. Now I wonder tonight, dear friends, if you'd bear with me in asking you again to sing another hymn with me, 199. This is a favorite hymn of mine, dear friends. It brings back very happy memories to me as a little child going to Sunday school and sitting on Jeannie Anderson's knee and Elder's knee, little tired sometimes, I can remember singing these hymns together in the Sunday school. What can wash away my stain? Say nothing but the blood of Jesus. Dear friends, tonight, again I say simply to you, there's nothing in this world that can wash away your sin tonight but the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. A few minutes tonight, dear friends, one would like, with the help of God, to speak simply, first of all, from John 3, about the blessing that's available from God, even tonight, through simple faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have read in the other three portions of God's word of a man who missed the blessing. He was nearly at the kingdom, but as far as we know, he missed the blessing. Hebrews chapter 12, we are reminded of a man who despised the blessing. In Genesis 24, we find a woman who got the blessing because she was obedient. I will go with this man. Our prayer tonight, dear friends, that if there's anyone in a room still a stranger to Jesus. Our prayer has been and is going on now that you'll find him as your own personal Savior, and your decision will be tonight, I will go with this man.
Amen. Yes.
John chapter 3 has been said that in this verse we have the gospel in a nutshell. And if one hadn't to say another word tonight, dear friends, I think this is true, because in John 3 and verse 16, first of all, we are introduced to God himself, God, the source of the blessing. We are introduced to his well-beloved Son. He is the means tonight, my friend, of you inheriting the blessing. And the wonderful fact that God sent him into this world to die upon that cross of Calvary, dear friends, I want to take you to the cross, because it is there that I believe tonight you'll receive the blessing. I wonder, friend, if you've ever been at the cross of Jesus. It says to us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Dear friend, tonight, I make no apology in asking you in this room, are you sure that you're saved tonight? Do you know what it is to be saved? Do you know what it is to be sheltered under the precious blood of Christ? For this is the only way tonight, friend, that a man and a woman can get right with God and can be saved, by the precious blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Dear friends, tonight, again I say to you, we make no apology in preaching to you from God's word about the precious blood of Jesus, because it's that tonight that can secure you the blessing that God is offering to you tonight in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, I want to tell you tonight that the blessing that God is offering to men and women, it's not in a form of rules or do this or do the next thing. The blessing tonight, my friend, can be secured in the person of Jesus. And this makes all the difference as we preach the gospel tonight from every other religion, you make it, you name it, is because Christianity is bound up in a person, and the person is none other than Jesus Christ, God's well-beloved Son.
Yes.
Do you know him tonight, my friend, as your own personal Savior? In our prayer meeting just prior to coming through, a brother reminded us that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is very, very near. The day of gospel preaching, friends, will soon be over. The day of the God's opportunity that he's given to you in trusting Christ as your Savior, it will be over. I want you to take stock of yourself tonight, friend. I want to ask you again, do you know what it is to be saved? Do you know what it is to be sheltered under the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ? Because if you are convinced in your soul, if you're assured in your heart, my friend, I tell you that the judgment of God, which is to fall upon this world, will pass over your head. Thank God for this wonderful verse 17. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Dear friend, if God sent his Son to do that, there will be not one of us in this room tonight. Thank God for his marvelous grace, his marvelous love, his marvelous mercy that has sought us out and found us and blessed us in the Lord Jesus Christ. God, dear friend, so loved us that he sent his well-beloved Son into this world. But we have another word here in verse 16. It says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear friends, this is what makes Christianity alive today. I sometimes have young men and young women telling me of what's going on, of what sort of night they had on a Saturday night, a Friday night, a good time, a good life. My friend, when I read this verse, pales its insignificance, the things that's going on around us. That which God can supply tonight in the person of Christ is a life that Mr. McBroom used to say that death cannot touch. There's nothing in this world, my friend, that this world will offer you that death cannot touch. Christ tonight is offering to you a full and a free salvation in himself because of the work that he's accomplished upon the cross. So that on the one hand, we have those who have life. Life, life, abundant life. Jesus alone. In this world tonight, even in this hall perhaps, there's a company who have life in Christ. Those who are who don't know Jesus Christ as the Savior, my friend, the Bible tells me tonight that they are perishing and that they are awaiting the judgment of God. My friend, are you in your seat tonight in that company? Or are you in your seat tonight along with those who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ? God then, my friend, wants to bless you tonight. I've often said it, and it's been a thrill to my soul, that the moment sin entered into the Garden of Eden, it must have grieved the heart of God himself. But I believe that the moment sin entered there, God commenced a work so that men and women could be brought back to himself in a righteous and a holy basis. I'm sure of this and convinced of this in my own soul. But my friend, we are reminded tonight out of this verse in John 3 and verse 16 that it required the Lord Jesus Christ himself to come into this world to die upon that cross at Calvary. And the wonderful fact that God sent him into this world, I believe this was involved in it. The Lord Jesus knew only too well that he had to go to that cross to make a sacrifice for sin. My friend, tonight, can I take you there? Jesus died upon that cross for you and for me. It's there, my friend, that the blessing is obtained, at the foot of the cross of Jesus. Nowhere else tonight, my friend. No matter what we have and stacked away in the bank, if anything, it cannot, my friend, procure this salvation which is found in Christ. We've got to find ourselves at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it was there where the work of redemption was accomplished. It was there, my friend, that the precious blood of Jesus was shed for you and for me. And there's no other way whereby you and I could be brought back to God but through this wonderful sacrifice. And I present him to you tonight in all love for your precious soul. And I trust that you'll know him personally as your own precious Saviour. So then, in John 3 and verse 16 and 17, we are reminded again that God has a blessing for those who come to the Lord, who come to him through Jesus Christ. And may I say to you tonight that this is salvation's day. Tomorrow, friend, may never come. Now, in the light of that, dear friends, I want to speak briefly of the other three scriptures. If on the one hand God has given to us and is offering to men and women today the wonderful blessing of a full and a free salvation, forgiveness of sins, a hope for heaven, on the other hand, we have the responsibility that you and I have as men and women moving through in a hostile world. In Mark chapter 12, we read of this young man, a scribe, and he, no doubt, he must have been listening to the conversation that was going on with the Lord Jesus that day. And being a wee bit inquisitive, after the conversation, no doubt, had passed, he moved to the Lord and he spoke to the Lord. Now you know, dear friends, this young man, he must have known his book. He was an upright man. And there are many in this world today, my friends, who are upright, who we cannot point a finger to, who know the book, but they don't know the Saviour. And I feel, my friend, tonight, that this was the mistake that this young man made. He didn't know Jesus personally. He had never had that individual contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing to be gathered together. It's a wonderful thing to sing hymns together. But you know, my friend, the way of salvation, we have to have this individual touch, contact with Jesus, our salvation can be yours and mine. Again, I say it's a wonderful thing to be in a company like this. But a company of this, like this, my friend, cannot give you salvation. There has to be this individual contact with Jesus. And I trust tonight that you'll have that contact made if you've never had it made before. This young man, the Lord Jesus heard him speak. The Lord Jesus passed this wonderful statement. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Oh, my friend, tonight, I do trust and pray that there won't be anyone in this room that this statement might be true of. Should Jesus Christ come tonight, I do trust that there won't be one found in this room that perhaps the Lord would have to say to them, well, you are not far from the kingdom. As far as we can see, this young man, he missed out in that which Christ was able to give him. He was not far from the kingdom of God. Paints another dark picture before us. Here we find another man, Esau, and I'm sure you've heard of this man time and time again. He was entitled to an inheritance. But my friend, the scripture tells us tonight that he sold his birthright, for a morsel of meat. Tonight, my friend, I wonder if you're wasting your life, if you're selling that birthright of yours, that entitlement, a blessing that God can give to you tonight, through simply faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. What's holding you back, my friend? What's making you delay the the choice of making Christ as your Savior and Lord, is there something behind it? My friend, tonight again, can I plead with you that time is running out. Time is short. You look around us today, my friend, and you'll see the things that's happening around us that 10, 20 years ago would never be dreamt to have happened here. Friend, time is running out. It never ceases to amaze us, the long suffering of God, His heart full of love and compassion, even today, when the things that are going on around us, my friend, they are degrading His blessed Son. My friend, the things that are happening in our midst, it deserves the judgment of God to fall upon them. Yet God, in His rich mercy, His love and grace, His heart goes out tonight, my friend, to the vilest sinner in our land. His terms are still repentance to our God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, that's the terms of the gospel. These are the terms whereby this wonderful blessing that God is able to grant you tonight can be given to you. Repent towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, don't sell your birthright tonight. God is giving you an opportunity. Tonight, if you're in this hall, still unsaved, He's giving you an opportunity to get saved. Why not get it done tonight with my friend and put your simple faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, according to this chapter 12 of Hebrews, it would appear that when the time came for Esau to receive the blessing, it says he was rejected, and for he found no place or way of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. I want you to take note of that tonight, my friend. To me, that's a very important statement. The Spirit of God has recorded in His Word for us. Esau, when things were going pretty well for him, he was hungry. He sold his birthright, my friend, for that one morsel of meat. That one thing kept him away from the blessing. What one thing tonight, my friend, should Jesus Christ come tonight and take us to be with Himself, what is the one thing that perhaps will keep you out of heaven? It is what Jesus spoke about when the rich man found himself in that place of torment. And he could look up and he could see Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. You know, that man, he was reminded of the days of his opportunity when he too could have been favored like Lazarus, but he rejected what God offered to him and he found himself in the place of torment. He found he was seeking, dear friends, no doubt, another opportunity, but the opportunity was gone for that man. And he found himself in a place where he was tormented night and day. And God reminded him of the times that he could have put his trust and favor in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he rejected the offer. So much so that the fellow says, well, send my brethren to tell my other brethren not to come here. But you know, my friend, this brings us back to the point that I mentioned a little earlier. This is a very individual matter between your God and yourself. Your brother, your sister, your mother, or your father won't be able to help you, my friend, if you reject God's offer of mercy tonight. Dear friends, can I plead with you? Dear young boy, dear young girl, I wonder if you're hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to your heart tonight. Middle-aged person, old-aged person, do you hear the voice of Jesus speaking to you tonight? If you do, my friend, don't be like that rich man. Lose his opportunity. Grasp the opportunity tonight. Get saved. Get right with God. Because, dear friends, let's face it, it's not a trivial matter that we're dealing with tonight. According to John 3 and verse 16, this life is everlasting. It's eternal. It brings us into a scene where we are dealing with eternal matters. That precious soul of yours, my friend, has to face eternity. Where will that soul of yours spend it? I want you to think of that question, dear friend. With the help of God, with the help of the Spirit of God, be able to answer it correctly. He realized his mistake. He sought the blessing with tears, no doubt with repentance. His opportunity gone. He missed it, friend. He despised the blessing that was rightly his. Now, my friend, we've read of a man in Mark's Gospel who nearly got the blessing and he missed it. We've read of this man Esau who despised it. What's your answer going to be tonight? For a few moments, dear friends, I see my time's gone. Can I speak simply about Rebecca? She was asked, her mother, no doubt their family, "Wilt thou go with this man?" Sometimes, you know, dear friends, that natural tie can be a hindrance. Don't let it be a hindrance tonight. Her mother and father, you know, brothers, well, no doubt that we think, well, if Rebecca goes, what are we going to do? But my friend, Rebecca knew only too well in her heart that she was going to meet the one that was going to bless her. "Wilt thou go with this man?" I want to ask you tonight, wilt you go with Jesus? Will you go with Jesus tonight? He is the one, my friend, that's going to give you a blessing. He's going to grant you that blessing that God offers. None other. Wilt thou go with this man? Dear friend, the decision that you'll make tonight, perhaps, will decide your destiny for eternity. Oh, how solemn. How solemn. Rebecca says, "I will go." Friend, will you go tonight? Again, I say to you, dear unsaved friend, will you go with the Savior? Joshua could say, "Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side?" I stand tonight, my friend, in this platform and beg you to come away to Jesus. Cast you all upon him. My friend, you'll get a blessing that'll land you in eternity. Wilt thou go with this man? I will go. Perhaps it's taken out of the context, verse 63, and I close. Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Dear friends, as I said to you earlier, the coming of Jesus is drawing very, very near. He's about to come into the air to gather those who love him and to take them into the Father's home. Perhaps tonight, my friend, he'll come. Where will you be? Will you go with this man? It says, he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. Dear friends, tonight, you know, we might see the true Isaac. Our eyes might gaze upon him for the first time. Will you be there, my friend? Will you be amongst that company when Jesus comes to take us to be with himself? Do you hear the question tonight? Wilt thou go with this man? I trust, my friend, you'll be able to say, I will go. Dear friend, don't miss out tonight. Don't miss the blessing. Don't despise the blessing. Go tonight. Secure the blessing in Christ Jesus. And you'll be amongst that company who's waiting for the true Isaac to come. And he'll take us to be with himself forevermore. Friend, remember, eternity tonight is looming ahead of each one of us. God bless you, friend. Go to Jesus tonight. Be blessed for his name's sake.